We open up, we're in a tavern. You guys are all sitting around a desk, having a few ales, recounting your tales. You guys met up, once again, your old friends.
Hello, old friends.
Hello, old friends.
How are we doing? Hello, guys.
It's been a while since you guys have seen each other.
Little old pubis here.
So you may want to reintroduce yourselves to each other.
It appears I've forgotten all of your names.
Oh, see.
My name is Gorpus.
Gorpus
the gay and gallant.
Gorpus the gay and gallant.
Ah, the gay guy.
As in,
jubilant, as in happy.
Yeah, as in just really happy.
You're very happy,
really
man.
Really happy about all the dudes he fucks.
Not I. Well, nice to see you, Gorpus.
Oh, it's great to see you again, too.
Old friend.
What was your name again?
I, Mimus, the fool.
How could I forget?
Yes, you remember me.
Yes, Mimus the Fool.
With all of my witty
fully antics.
I almost didn't recognize you in this beautiful garb.
What do you mean? Been wearing this for years. I never take it off. I never shower.
Wow.
None of us do. 24 BC.
Shower, what a luxury. And you are...
Well, of course, I'm Pubis Longtongue.
Pubis Longtongue.
Yes, little old Pubis, back at it again, small boy.
Good to see you, old
Very
friend.
Small.
I know I may look like I'm too young to be drinking this ale, but no. Yes. I'm actually 42.
You appear like a wizened boy.
Little wizened boy.
The best kind, am I right, Gorpus?
Oh, absolutely.
I hope the boys don't wise enough.
I love a wizened boy.
Who is this old fellow with the beard?
It is me, Tyrael Nick Beard.
Tyrael.
Yes.
Was that Nick Beard or
Nick Beard?
Nick Beard. The beard on his neck.
Nick Beard.
It's been a long time since I've seen you all. I just recently had my 700th birthday.
Happy birthday, Tyrael.
Thank you.
We're very happy.
We elves celebrate it very vigorously.
Oh.
Lots of sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Let us have a gay time together.
I love a gay time.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Certainly. 700 years over the age of consent.
I've seen a lot of things.
Wait, you said it was 700.
Sorry, I mean 682 years.
Mimus.
You fool.
What's your word?
So Tyrael is an elf.
Yes.
What is Gorpus?
I'm a dwarf.
And you are?
A simple human.
Mm-hmm. A very simple human.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, what about Pubis over here?
Oh, little old me. I'm a lightfoot halfling. My feet are very light.
Very just your tiny face. Person.
Yes, the rest of my body very heavy.
It's a miracle to hold the rest of you up.
I could punt you if I wanted to.
Well, yeah. Well, as you guys are getting to know each other once again, the barmaid comes over and is like,
"Oh, hello. Would you guys like another drink?"
I would love one.
I would absolutely love
5 pitchers of your finest ale.
Oh, I'll be back in one moment.
And I would like 5 pitchers of your asshole.
Oh,
make that 6 pitchers of your asshole.
Fuck it, 7.
Let's go.
Oh, I got my workout out for me today.
So she goes back. She brings back a drink. You guys all start drinking again. Slipping. And you guys come to realize that you guys are all waiting for someone. And you're all waiting for... Mm. An old friend, Gundren Rockseeker.
Ooh.
He's going to be rocking up any minute now.
No way.
Would you guys like to let everyone know how you all know Gundren Rockseeker?
How do we all know Gundren?
We can consult my sheet.
Don't.
No, it's not the sheet.
Oh.
Little old Gundren Rockseeker, huh?
Our humble fifth.
Yes, I used to gather rocks for him.
He would seek them and you would gather them, that's right, of course. Wow, I, of course, met him when I was working for the king.
Oh, the king!
Yes, he was a knight at the time, although he has since been disgraced.
Really?
Not deserved, in my opinion. The king was a very arrogant
man. Might know something about his disgrace.
Yes, tell us, please.
Yes, he sucked my dick.
He sucked your dick.
He sucked my dick.
That sounds awfully...
He sucked my penis.
It's certainly gay.
Absolutely not. It was a great time. I was very happy after the fact. Completely straight.
Picturing him as a woman, yes?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
He is a trap.
And you came to know Gundred through the...
Excuse me? I know my way around traps. I've been in many a dungeon.
Yes,
Rockseeker. He seeks getting your rocks off.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Interior 700-year-old elf, how do you know Gundred?
I once conjured a spell for him.
Oh. Mm.
I created a woman from scratch for him.
From rocks.
From rocks.
That's why he seeks them so desperately.
I need more rocks!
The spell did not work. The spell did not work.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it go wrong?
We fell through. We fell apart.
Fell through what? A second story?
Yes.
I have a question. Is 700 old where you're from?
No.
Okay, thank
you. He is a mere budding teenager.
Where would you put yourself on the scale? A teenager?
This is a very
man.
Rude question to ask.
Man.
Man, okay.
I'm a man. Yes. I'm just a man. Okay. We live to be thousands of years old.
Oh. In through the door comes Gundren Roxy. Ding, ding, ding.
Rocco!
Oh, it's... Ding, ding, oh.
Is Gundren... Is
it? How's it going?
My word, is that you, Gundren?
Yes! Mimus! Oh, I haven't seen you so long since we worked for the king, my friend.
Yes, it's such terribly disgraced for sucking
cock. Nice to see you.
Oh my god.
Hey,
Corpus.
How have you been?
How was the dick sucking?
The dick sucking was very good, my friend.
Oh,
very
good
and very good and very good
now.
And very straight.
I'm glad.
Ah,
it's been a while.
So everyone knows it was straight.
I may need you to cast me another spell soon.
Please don't make me do another one.
The last woman, she crumbled to bits.
Please don't make me do that again.
Do you find yourself lonely?
Me, personally?
Yes.
All the time.
Absolutely
I've
not.
I've been through many wizards.
So you many more rocks? I'm low to the ground, so
yes,
I can gather
I'm
rocks
gonna
easily.
Yes, I'm going to need a lot more rocks. I'm going to need a lot more rocks.
Very
but
small.
Guys, that's not what I'm here for.
Yes?
I have some news. I have a mission for you guys.
A mission?
My God.
My brothers and I have recently uncovered something big. I can't tell you now, but...
Clearly not him.
What is that supposed to mean?
Tiny cock, tiny cock.
No, guys. I know you've had drinks right now,
sorry.
Please, I have a mission for you guys. To the southeast of here is a small town known as Phandalin. My brothers and I uncovered something there, and I need you guys to deliver some wagons of provisions there.
Oh.
The southeast, you said.
Very simple job.
I've left my compass at home.
Well, follow the gate out here and just stay on the road there and you'll be able to make it.
Follow the gate out there. Okay.
The eastern gate or the south gate?
You will leave the tavern, take a right, take a left, take a right, and you'll be at the south gate.
Left.
What could possibly go
Is
wrong?
Is anyone good with directions?
Yes.
Thank you.
It says right here on the sheet.
Thank you.
So we're delivering provisions.
Let us make haste.
You can make... If you make this trek for me, I'll give you all 10 gold pieces. You deliver
ten
to...
Gold 10 pieces. Gold pieces.
10 gold pieces.
Make it 20.
You can't barter with me.
Why not?
You can barter with Parthen. You can barter with Parthen, who you'll be delivering it. You might be able to get some more gold from
very
him.
Well. Oh, very well.
Very well.
But then we will have already delivered it, and we have no bargaining power.
Oh, we can just turn right around.
Yes, we'll hide it in a bush.
Anyway, I will let you guys finish up here. I am going to go on ahead. I have to take care of a bit of business
over in the city.
Always a bit of business.
Plenty of business.
But you guys finish up here. I'm going to go ahead with my trusty companion, Sildar Holwinter. And him are riding out tonight, but I will meet you guys there.
Okay.
So Gundren leaves.
Very well.
Leads you guys to the tavern. You guys continue drinking the night away.
That Gundren fella sure is swell.
Yes. Shorter than I expected.
Bar wench! Three more pitchers of your finest ale!
Coming right over, sir. Coming right over, sir. That'll be 50 gold...
You stupid harlot!
Oh, jeez!
Because I'm a misogynist.
Our old friend here is 700 years old!
Get me a drink! Corpus, please. Let us show a little class.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What
you're a true gentleman.
You don't want to get me too'd.
That is true. That is very true.
So you guys finish up for the night. You guys take a rest. You guys get ready for your little adventure southeast. So you guys go to sleep. You guys wake up.
Oh, very short sleep.
Sleep. You guys are well rested. You guys are a little bit hungover, but it's all good.
Yes. Corpus, thank you for letting me sleep at your feet like a small dog.
No problem. Would you like...
Puff on pipe?
A puff on my pipe.
Corvus loves
it. I love it when they puff on my pipe. So good.
I didn't know what I was in for.
Oh, would you like it again?
No, thank you.
Enough dilly-dallying. We have a simple quest to do.
So you guys head out southeast, past the city gates. You guys have spent the last few days following the high road. South from Neverwinter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm fucking exhausted.
I'm 700 years old.
Corpus always takes the fucking high road.
You guys have recently just veered east along the Tribor Trail. You've encountered no trouble so far, but this territory can be dangerous. Bandits and outlaws have been known to lurk around these trails. Can I get a bit of a marching order on who is, you know, where is everyone along this trail? You guys are taking a wagon right now with provisions. It's being pulled by two ox, and someone needs to drive this wagon as well. So where is everyone?
I'm driving the wagon.
I'm sitting on the wagon.
I am frolicking ahead.
I'm very small, a very short leg, so I'm in the wagon. Right? I can't keep up otherwise.
Okay. So, since Mr. Where is
Uh-oh.
Hiding behind a barrel.
Mr. Mimus.
Uh-oh.
Mimus, what have you done?
Since
my
Mimus
senses are tingling.
I hear the bells of Mimus.
So you've been on the Tribal Trail for about half a day.
God.
As you come around a bend, you spot two dead horses. Horses, Mimus.
Egad!
About 50 feet ahead of you, blocking the path. Each has several black feathered arrows sticking out of it. The woods press close to the trail here, on each side, with a steep embankment and dense bushes on either side.
I alert the others that there are two dead horses, and I run back to the wagon.
So Mimus, guys,
hey, go ahead.
Guys, there are two dead horses over there.
Calm down, Mimus.
Two dead horses, you say?
You asked me to calm down. There's two steeds, both dead.
Why do you love horses so much?
I just do. I'm a fool.
So everyone's aware of the two dead horses, so...
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That is two horses to feast upon.
You eat horse?
Absolutely.
Ah, you must be the king of burgers.
It's a McDonald's joke.
Yes, the great king, Mac Donald.
Mustn't we not worry about who killed these horses? There are arrows. We could quickly be under siege.
Clearly, they just slipped and fell.
They're on the arrows.
Oh, clearly a suicide.
Very poor position.
I knew you were
arrows.
A halfling, but I had no idea you were a half-wit.
Well, it says here, yes.
Yes, you're quite right. I'm sweating like a pig in this heat.
Yes. The sun beats down on us.
The three sons.
Yeah. I suggest we cut up one of the horses and we go inside.
What?
To escape
big
the
grills.
Heat.
That's ridiculous, Scorpus.
Yes, that is nonsense.
It will certainly be hotter inside.
It would feel so good.
It will
As you guys are arguing about feeding on this horse or cutting up this horse, or you guys are bickering amongst yourself, could everyone roll me a d20?
Big boy.
That's the big one, right? Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
19.
2.
Same.
I rolled a 9.
Oh, God.
Jay and I are fucked.
We're dead.
Okay, well.
If only we could make a decision about what to do with these horses.
I suggest we reanimate them.
As you guys are arguing about them. These horses, two goblins on either side of the embankment rush out of the bushes, and since you guys didn't inspect this horse or anything or get the drop on them, they get the drop on you. And they have advantage. Could everyone roll me again another d20? And we are going on initiative order.
I told you, fools!
15.
I told you!
I got 15.
I got an 18.
We are under siege. We must protect ourselves.
Worry not. They're mere goblins.
Can you cast a spell on them? What's your name again?
Tyriel Neckbeard.
Tyriel Neckbeard.
I could.
Well,
what spell would you like?
Well, I don't know.
I've been around for 700 years.
A wizardly one.
Wait, what was your role?
One.
Yeah.
Oh, Corpus. Oh,
you're a bit fucked, huh?
I thought you were known for your skills and with the sword.
And Mimus?
I rolled a 5. I'm not proud of it.
I use a warhammer, asshole.
Whatever, man. Fuck, we haven't seen each other in years. You expect me to remember
Cubus?
Every little thing?
Ah, Pubis rolled an 18.
Ooh.
puberty.
Yes.
And Tyrael.
15.
Oh, thank God.
Two of us aren't shit.
Well, since they got the drop on you, they get first attack and you guys don't get an attack this time.
Oh, shit.
So, box. The two goblins on each side rush out. One goblin runs up to you guys and swings his short sword at you. At Gorpus.
What kind of Gorpus?
And roll me a d20.
Gorpus, please.
12.
Oh. He runs up to you. He swings his little sword. He goes, and he just misses you. Barely. Barely. Just
stupid,
you.
Foolish goblin.
The other goblin runs up to...
Not use my name in vain.
Tyrael. Roll me a d20 as well.
Three.
What
is this, a roll? Is this a roll for dexterity or something?
Yes.
So we should be adding the voice?
We should, but we will add those later.
Sorry.
And he runs up to Tyrael, and he swings his little short sword, and he actually manages to slice his little hamstring. He goes, and deals you.
Fuck.
Deals you.
Little shit. The old cunt's been stabbed!
Deals you 3 damage. You should have health on your character sheet. Yes. Health on your character sheet. You got to keep track of that.
Should be
current hit points. 8.
Yeah. So,
so he hits you for a 3. Yeah.
Take 3 off.
Write it down.
Yeah. How much you have now?
Oh dear, Tyrion.
My name is Tyrael.
Whatever Tyrael. God.
I've just been stabbed.
The two other goblins run out. The two.
It's hot.
Yeah. The one, all right, one of the goblins pulls his little short sword out and he shoots it at Mimas and roll me a d20.
He shoots a short sword?
He shoots a short bow.
There's a bow coming right at me. I rolled a 12.
He rolled a 20.
He rolled a 20.
So he pulls his little short bow back and look out! Very, very true. Lands right in your stomach. Hits you for a... 1. The last goblin pulls his short sword out, shoots it at Pubis. Pubis. And rolls a... Pubis, could you roll me a d20 as well?
13.
He rolled... He shoots a short bow at you and unfortunately misses, flies right past you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Unfortunately? What the fuck? I thought you were on our side.
So, since you guys aren't surprised anymore, you guys get to join the fight this time.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going off initiative.
I'm no longer surprised that it's time to die.
You little goblin cats.
I'll kill you for that.
You are first.
You will be gobbling the dirt after I shove this fist up your ass.
Get them, halfling.
I think I will draw my short sword.
Yes, and tried well.
Yes, and I want to attack the one that tried to shoot me.
Well, you best do it then.
Yes.
What are you waiting for?
Stop telling us what you're going to do and simply do it.
Okay, I'm going to attack it for 10.
He hits. What do you do?
God.
What do I roll?
You roll a Romeo D6.
Oh, 6!
Ooh! Nice. He is very, very, very bloody.
You feel this blade inside you, little goblin?
Sexual?
He responds with.
Goodbye, foul prince.
And then I pull it out and stand idly waiting.
Okay. It is one of the goblin's turns right now, and he is going for Gorpus again.
Gorpus.
You bastard.
Clearly homophobic.
Roll d20.
Roll d20, please.
6.
6.
Seems very personal.
He hits. And he swings his little short sword at you and hits you for a 1.
Gorpus, such a drama
Gorpus.
Queen.
Stop overreacting, Gorpus.
He barely grazed you.
Ow. Such a silly Billy.
Why do we bring him?
I don't know.
Tyrael.
He sucks the best cock.
Okay. I'd like to target the goblin.
With what?
Which attacked me. I'd like to suspend it in the air and attempt to rip its limbs off using a spell.
Roll me a d20, guys.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Roll an 8.
This is supposed to be a simple quest.
He's had enough.
It unfortunately doesn't work.
I'm not surprised.
What happens, Jay? You lift him up and he just falls to the ground.
This doesn't work.
He actually rolled a d20. He's natural 20, so the goblin just...
He's like, what are you doing? Supposed
to happen?
Great wizard. I need to hone my skills, it seems.
700 years of fucking
nothing. It's been a while.
All right. It is another goblin's turn. And
uh-oh. It is
what's his name?
We don't know.
Goblin 2.
Oh, sick.
He goes to swing at Mimas.
Ooh, Mimas.
Mimas.
He rolls... Roll me.
16.
Yeah, he goes to swing at you. He goes, nyam, shit, you matrix dodge.
Narrow miss.
Somersault out of the way.
God. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Don't underestimate me. I may be a fool.
Your turn.
I would like to cartwheel... kick face one of the goblins.
The one that attacked you?
Yeah.
Roll me a d20.
Yeah, it's a 5.
Oh, oh my god.
It lands, it hits.
Oh,
wow.
So you cartwheel over, you bang.
How
yeah.
splendid.
Where did you learn that?
Roll me a d6.
I could have done that.
That's the regular dice.
I wish I could move like that.
Ooh.
Oh, that is nice. Apparently.
Yeah. I did a 6.
Oh, well, shut the fuck up. Into a cartwheel.
Sorry.
It's very exerting.
Yeah, it's fine.
Exhausted.
Good for you.
You see these beads of sweat?
A little bit of, ooh.
In dire straits.
Ooh.
Corpus.
Ooh.
Corpus
okay.
The boogeyman. That's what I call him.
I take out a couple feet of my hempen rope, and I go to wrap it around the neck of one of the goblins and strangle it till his fucking eyes pop out of his head, and then I devour one of the eyes.
Yeah, this
very elaborate.
These guys are very aggressive.
I appreciate that.
Lance.
Oh,
so
wow.
What are you doing?
I wrap the rope around his neck, like squeeze it until one of his eyes pop out of his head, and then I grab it and yank out the cord, and then I pop it in my mouth and suck on it.
Wow. Well, how much does that hurt him?
Wow. You know what?
I feel sick.
I think that kills him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Explain it.
This is
Craig
Gorbis.
So you wrap the hemp rope around him.
Mm-hmm.
You start squeezing.
Till his little green face turns red. Then purple, then black.
His little eye pops out. And you go, yummy.
I lick my lips ferociously.
Oh my.
Oh.
And as you eat his eye, all the other goblins are like, what the fuck?
I'm foaming at the mouth and then rage.
Who are these guys?
Death by somersault and then death by strangling.
I am not telling his family that. What the fuck?
They are very stunned.
Disgusting thing I've ever seen.
So he is down and out.
One of them, three kids, you asshole.
That was
disgusting. The last goblin, he's so shocked that he pulls his short bow back, but he just starts trembling. He fires it just haphazardly. It flunks. The arrow lands on his foot and deals.
What? This dude's dumb.
No match.
He's
for
so
us.
Shook. The arrow lands on his foot, deals him 6 damage.
Oh my god!
Foolish goblin.
He's nailed goblin. Himself.
He must have been Achilles.
We're back to Pubis.
Oh, Pubis.
Finish him off, Pubis.
We have 3 goblins left. 2 of them are very, very bloody. One of them's
very shook. Oh, well,
very
shook.
Very bloody boy. Well, I think I might target one of the bloody boys.
Mm.
I'm just going to do a simple short bow.
Mm.
And it's going to be 12.
Boring.
That lands. Oh. So you pull your short bow back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a goblin actually right in front of you. He attacked you last time.
That fuck.
You just pull your short bow right point blank.
Yeah.
Right through his head. He's
like
dead.
That.
He's down and out. And then
you would have a short bow.
It's average.
Ethereal.
I wish to burn the goblin. I wish to raise fire from underneath one of the goblins, and I wish to incinerate one of the goblins till they are burnt to a crisp, unrecognizable by their own family.
700 years haven't really been that nice to you.
What happened to you?
I have to practice.
Who hurt you?
You used to be so nice.
Roll me a D20.
Time changes. D20, the 21? Yeah. Come on. Four.
You're really not good.
Just the worst
no
wizard.
Smoke.
Such a mediocre wizard. Nothing.
It lands, but it's not as dire as you were originally planning.
It's like a little match.
You cast a spell under the feet of this goblin, and it's like a little bit of like a bonfire around him, and he's just hopscotch dancing, and it just deals him a little bit of damage. Deals him four damage. Which is actually enough to kill him. So he just dances. He dances his little feet off.
Final dance.
He just dies. His feet burn to a crisp.
That's how it's done.
He's dead.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Yes. Bit shit.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Last goblin left is...
I appreciate it.
The bloodied goblin that took 6 damage to the side. What would you like to do, Gorbis?
Ooh.
Oh, Gorbis.
Oh my god, what do I have? Ooh, okay.
Gorpus, there's really no time for this.
I take out my warhammer.
Oh, Jesus.
And I what I do is I kick him over and then I put my head or I put my foot on his head, like on his neck. And then I grab my warhammer like a golf club and I go for like the swing and I'm going to like knock his head like you know, like across the hill.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I wind up.
Four.
14.
14. Yeah, that lands. So you make your way down to this side, a little embankment.
Yeah.
Little goblin's got his little arrow in his foot. He's like.
Yeah, kick the arrow in, and he falls over on his side, grabbing at his foot in pain. Then I take my boot and I stomp on his neck. And then I grab my warhammer out. I go, four, and then.
Nice shot.
Yeah, everybody golf clubs? Yeah.
Nice shot.
Goblin brains go everywhere. You guys have dealt with a goblin encounter. You guys... Oh.
Go team.
They were not a mere
challenge. I liked them. They were my height. Nice boys. Little bit rude.
How's that arrow doing? Me.
That arrow? I didn't get shot.
The one in your stomach?
Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't even notice. It was like a mosquito bite.
If it weren't for me, you would have all perished.
Shut the fuck up.
You did something.
Tyrion.
My name is Tyriel.
Tyriel.
Hey, when was the last time you did magic?
God, you're so forgettable.
56 years ago.
So why?
Maybe you should
stop?
Hold your staff.
I vowed never to use magic again.
Why?
You're not doing that well.
I incinerated my leg.
You incinerate you.
And then I grew back with magic.
It's a prosthetic leg.
Oh.
Yeah, it's made out of wood.
I see.
Functions pretty well, though.
It okay, seems
could
that way.
Everyone roll me a d20 and check it against your wisdom.
Wisdom.
Okay.
11
I got plus 3.
Five.
Plus 5 wisdom. 18 plus 5.
Okay, cool.
11 yeah, plus 3.
Yeah, I got 5
That's
total.
Good. Well, as long as everyone, well, as long as someone got above 10. You guys notice... In the bushes in the woods, that there's actually a trail leading into the forest.
There's a trail.
Egad! A trail.
yeah,
God, we're so wise.
Ah, there's a trail.
So
see,
wise.
There's a little bit of a trail. But there's also some 2 dead horses.
Oh yeah.
What would you guys like to do?
Beat it.
More dead horses.
I want to eat the horses.
Or are they still the same dead
horses?
They're
still the same horses.
Okay. Well.
What do we do with them?
Gentlemen, does anybody use a bow other than me?
No.
No? Well, it looks like it's time for old Pubis to get some free arrows, yes?
Okay, Pubis.
I'm going to take the arrows from the dead horses.
And make haste.
Yes. As Pubis walks up to the horses, Pubis actually notices they're the horses of Gundren Rockseeker and Sildar Allwinter.
Or friends.
Old Roxy. Roxy's been slain, I think.
What
maybe,
happened
possibly.
To them?
Oh, my.
But possibly not. Maybe just his horse. Still, my arrows. Thank you very much.
what would you guys like to do from now? You guys want to continue on to the city, or do you guys want to go...
We must tell them that their horses are dead.
I, for one, would be very content going home.
I say we go deeper into the trail.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
We try to track where the horses, where the people on the horses went.
Yeah, you would say that.
Who's the leader? We need a leader.
Me.
Yes,
I propose
me. What do you think? Who's the wisest?
He is rather threatening.
I've been around for 700 years.
Yes, and yet your wisdom proves false.
You are kind of man. Shit.
You I'll guys, show you.
Gorpus is... sorry, no. Yeah, Gorpus has already started making his way through the trail.
Oh, follow like, Gorpus the wise.
All right, I guess we'll follow Gorpus.
Fine.
All right, so as you guys are making your way through this forest, establish a little bit of a marching order. Who's at the front? Who's
I'm at the front.
I'm at the back.
Gorpus is leading? Well, you are the leader.
I'm at the back because I didn't even want to go.
He's hobbling behind
him. Yeah,
his
he's 700 year old.
Fucking.
Are you wearing a cloak?
Yes.
You are?
I don't know. Am I?
Why do you ask?
It is important. Not really.
I'm...
Gorpus, could you roll me a wisdom check?
20?
Yes.
8 plus 5 is 13.
So as you're walking through this forest, you actually realize, you stop everyone and you're like, wait.
Wait! What? Something's off.
What is what? It? Before Chris tells us.
You notice a trap.
There's a trap!
There's a snare.
And not the ones that I like.
Oh my.
So you inform the party of this snare, and everyone makes it across safely, and you guys don't get dealt any damage.
Well, that was lucky and anticlimactic.
Thanks, Gorpus.
Thank you, Gorpus.
Of course.
Good thing you're at the front, huh?
Yes.
So you guys keep making your way down. You guys walking for like 5 or 10 more minutes, and roll me another wisdom check.
Come on, Gorpus.
My legs are in
22.
Easy. You halt everyone again. You have
halt.
Gorpus, what is it this time?
I trust you from last time.
What is it this
You notice
time?
That there is a pitfall trap that the goblins have set up. It's covered in little mossy leaves.
There's a pitfall trap that the goblins must have set up. Ah. It's covered by little mossy leaves.
Oh, I would never have noticed.
Everyone manages to make it across safely. You guys just...
I cartwheel across.
Cartwheel double gainer. But you guys make it across. Well done, everyone.
Wow. It's good to be back.
Back from what?
My humble abode.
Do fear the old man's going senile.
You guys make it safely across to the other side of the woods, and you guys come up to a little bit of an opening. You're in a nice little field.
Well, this is pleasant.
Very nice. This is a great place for you to do some more cartwheels.
I will do more cartwheels. What? Ho!
Yeah.
Oh, very good. I like that
cartwheeling
one.
Around.
Don't mind the narrator. Carry on.
You all earned 75 XP for killing the goblins together.
Oh, wow.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
75 XP.
You just want to jot it down somewhere on your character sheet that you guys... I think actually on the second page there's a XP tracker or...
Whoa.
Yeah.
75. I don't remember where it is.
What do you
experience points are top right here. You just add it on.
Experience points.
We got 75. And we level up at 300.
You're right. Plus.
Just put 75 down there.
What a beautiful area this is.
I've been here before.
You've been here before?
I've been here before.
All right.
When?
Following the goblin's trail, you come across a large cave in a hillside 5 miles from the scene of the ambush.
A cave.
A shallow stream flows out of the cave mouth, which is screened by dense thickets.
Dense thickets.
A narrow, dry path leads into the cave on the right-hand side of the stream. So you guys are in a little bit of a field. There's a stream in front of you. Forest trees on the other side, but there's a bit of an opening on the
other
side.
How much day is it?
It's midday.
Is the stream flowing into the cave or out?
It's flowing out of the cave.
Oh, bummer.
It's not. It's a strong stream, but you could cross it.
Okay.
Someone else hungry?
Yeah, I was saying maybe we
should have eaten that dead horse.
If only you guys have eaten the horses.
Come on now.
I require a nap.
I have a question. If we're all here, who's driving the cart? Oh no!
The cart. The cart's safe.
Okay. That would be me.
I suggest we enter the cave, maybe set up a little campfire, have some food, break for midday, huh?
Yes.
Sun is at highest point.
You guys want to take a little small rest?
A small rest would be great.
But do you want to say it? Because you're the leader. I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm taking stepping on your toes.
Yes, what say ye, Gorpus?
But I think we follow this halfling's advice.
You don't have to bring race into it.
You all set up a little campfire.
Shut up,
little
you
open
stupid
field.
Halfling wit.
Mimus is still cartwheeling everywhere. Like,
how does he have so much energy?
I'll never
tell. What kind of potions is he drinking?
I'll never
you guys rest. You all heal up. Back to full health.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I don't think anyone halfling
has great advice.
Mimus, right?
Yes.
Did you guys all take damage besides?
I took damage.
Okay. Yeah, you guys all heal up. You guys are all refreshed and ready for your day.
Huzzah!
I feel so refreshed.
All right, so you guys are at your little campsite in this little open field. There is a cave to your left, but the only stone path leading into the cave is on the other side.
We must proceed.
Can we have a look around first? See if there's anything, you know. Anything suspicious?
Yeah, you can roll me a...
Perception?
Perception check.
Okay. Rolled the wrong dice. Oh, 20.
Ah,
hey.
All right, perfect. Pumice Longtongue.
What's up, guy?
He's like, this is a nice little field, and your eyes just open up real wide, and you can just absorb more information.
Indeed.
So you actually notice on the other side of the river near where the forest trees start clearing up a bit, you can notice that there definitely has been some foot traffic on the other side.
Well,
like, that's probably where the goblins are from.
Should probably just go there.
Good spot. Maybe little one.
Maybe they have horses for us to eat.
Oh, very keen eye.
We shall make haste.
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
All right. As you guys inch up closer to the river.
I somersault over the river.
You roll a dexterity.
Roll me a d20.
Yeah, dude.
15.
Which
is...
Nice.
18.
Yeah, you make it.
I quadruple backflip over the river. 16 and plus with dexterity. -1. 15.
15. Yeah, you
come
make
on, a triple backflip. That's ridiculous.
Triple backflip.
He's trying to outshine me, Gorpus.
What? Okay, I try and backflip over the river. 16.
Oh, just fucking blowing up.
All watching Mimus cartwheel for the past 3 hours, you're all inspired.
I can do
you
that.
You all just decide to triple, quadruple, backflip over the river. And as on the east side of the stream flowing out of the cave mouth, there's a small area that's been hollowed out to form a lookout post or a blind. Wooden planks flatten out the briers and provide room for guards to lie hidden and watch the area, including a pair of goblins lurking there right now.
So
you notice that there are
spot a pair
goblins.
Of goblins.
You notice goblins on the other side. You guys have the jump on them. What would you guys like to do? And also, since you guys didn't actually touch the water and make any noise, but you guys just all...
We all go back.
We made no noise. So they are unaware that you guys were there.
Well, I propose a little old me does a sneak attack. What do you boys think?
I concur.
Okay.
I concur.
Well, I suppose I will do a sneak attack.
Roll me a
dexterity
stealth check.
18.
Yeah, baby, that lands. What would you like to do?
Okay. All attack together.
Yeah, everyone, roll me a
use my longbow
stealth check.
Which one is that? The 21?
D20. D20.
4.
I throw my warhammer over my head in the direction of the goblins. 1.
I use my longbow. It's a 4.
Okay.
I throw my shoe.
Let's start with Gorpus. Let's start with Gorpus first. All right. He lands a triple quadruple backflip over the river. He sees the goblins.
You pull your warhammer out, you're like,
over my head.
Guys.
Two hands.
You go.
I go, I got this.
You go to swing, you go to swing your warhammer. It slips out of your hand, it goes back over the river, it lands on the other side of the river.
Great.
You are now warhammerless.
They're gonna have to do a backflip over again and do it.
Okay, my sneak attack, I think it means I get to roll two attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, I'm going to use my short sword and plunge it deep into the Achilles tendon, slowly, of the first goblin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You are a halfling, I guess that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, good place to aim.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll me a d20.
A d20? You got it. 18.
Okay, perfect, that lands. Roll me a d6 for damage.
Two.
Yeah, that lands, so you pull out your little short sword, you sneak up and...
What the fuck?
Who are you?
Hello?
Do you say you get two attacks?
Yes.
And what do you do with the other one?
With the second attack, I'm going to be holding my bow in my other hand, my little... Well, actually, it's a short bow. Okay. I'm just going to be holding an arrow, and I'm going to shove it right into the side of the other goblin.
The other goblin as well. Okay, yes. Roll me d20 as well.
Eight. It hits. Yeah. Oh. And five.
How does that?
Damn.
How does that deal more damage?
Ran to the kidney.
Yeah, we hit a vital organ.
Yeah. So as you stab your short sword into the Achilles, you get your little arrow just right onto the kidney. Just
fear pain together.
Goblin, you're screaming.
And he is not looking good.
Good.
He is on the floor.
How many goblins are there?
There are two.
Excellent.
Minus.
Very well done.
Minus.
Ah, yes. Well, I rolled a four with my long bow. Suppose I'm aiming for the head of one of the goblins. I don't really care which one.
Roll me d20.
Okay. Seven.
Roll again.
Okay. It's a one. That's an eight total.
I hope you don't hit me.
Well. And you critically fail as well. So what were you going to do?
I was going to take a step forward. That's all.
No,
No, I was going to shoot at the head of one of the goblins. Perhaps the one... The Achilles heel one.
You were swinging your sword, right?
No, longbow.
Yeah, longbow.
Ah, oh, okay.
I pull it back and I shoot an arrow at the head of one of the goblins.
Well, yep. You pull.
You seem lost for words.
No, because I'm. You pull your longbow back, and you think you got the jump on the goblins because you're snuck over the river. You're quadruple. You're feeling yourself. Mm. Bit of Icarus flying too close to the sun.
Yes.
You pull your longbow back. Think you got a nice clean shot. A small gust of wind pulls your bow out.
Pong.
You fire your arrow. It goes straight to pubis.
Oh, fuck.
And it deals.
You're done.
Two damage.
Oh, fuck me. There's what another goblin across the river.
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it must be behind you. Fuck.
It was not my intention.
Material.
Okay, I wish to cast a frost bolt at one of the goblins to hopefully slow it down and potentially freeze it.
How many spells do you not know?
Okay. This one.
Come on, baby. So. Come on. Okay.
Roll me d20, Joe. Tyrion.
This one's not gonna. This one can't fail. 17.
That lands, baby.
Damn, you actually know one.
No one.
So you can't. What do you say when you cast your spells?
I use some of the water, I freeze it, and I just send it towards the goblin.
You say anything?
No, I don't say anything.
Boring.
Damn,
I don't
silence.
Say anything.
Roll me a d6.
Six. Okay.
Nope, this is the normal dice.
Let my actions speak. Two.
Wait, good. Which one are you aiming at? The one, the Achilles tendon one, or the one that got stabbed in the kidney?
The Achilles one.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Perfect. Well, now these guys are aware that you guys are there.
Yeah, but one of them's got a limp.
They get up. Everyone roll me a d20.
16.
14.
10.
would you say? 16. Gorbis, you go first.
Okay.
We got two goblins left. One's on the floor, has just been stabbed in the kidney by an arrow, and also has been got a little frost bolt at him. And okay. The other one has a sword in his Achilles heel.
Okay, run over the goblin with the sword in his heel, and I kick it to push it even further into the heel. And then I grab my hand axe and I bash it even further in, trying to slice the leg off.
You can just do the one. So you want to kick the sword?
Let's kick the sword into the heel.
Roll a d20.
12.
Oh, yeah, that lands.
Nice.
That lands. You run over full speed. Ah! Just shove the sword even deeper.
Deeper.
The hilt. Fucking hits
you
his,
fucker!
Hits his heel. Roll me,
my father gave me that sword!
Roll me a d6.
Four.
Four? He's dead. That kills him.
Wow.
Just strong, Gorbis.
The sword just goes clean through his leg.
I pull my pants down and start teabagging him.
Wow. Your little dwarf balls.
Dwarf nuts.
Roll me a d20 dexterity check. For the teabag.
Oh,
okay. The size of those nuts.
13.
Yeah, that lands.
Yeah, cool. So both my nuts slap on his dead, horrified face.
And I'm just laying there in shock.
Yeah.
You look
an arrow in your back.
Yeah.
Nice one.
I'm hopping from one foot to the other and clapping.
Yes, go get him. Go get him. Yes, teabag him. Delightful.
Tyrael. You're next.
Okay, so who have we got left?
There's just the one goblin.
He's very bloody.
He's not looking, he's not looking very good.
Okay,
finish him!
I walk up to the goblin. I pull out my... Hold on, what is it called? I pull out my small knife. It's a butter knife. But this dude is like, he's so bloodied, right? He can't even move. I'm going to get my rusty butter knife and I'm going to decapitate the goblin.
Is this a Live League video? What is this? All right, yeah, roll me a d20.
Wait, what's that? 9.
That misses.
How do I miss?
You're cutting into him.
It's just not doing anything.
It's a butter knife. It's not working. It's not working. He's just like,
what are you doing?
Stop. Stop that. What are you doing?
Damn it.
Pubis long tongue.
Well, I've got an arrow in me, but I get up and I grab my water skin from out of my bag. And I grab the goblin, pull his head back, and start filling his throat with water.
Drown him with your water skin.
Roll me a d20, man.
18.
Ooh,
yeah, that lands.
Perfect. Fucking drowns.
So, yeah, you walk up, you're
wrestling him to the ground.
It only does one damage, though.
It only does, yeah.
I'm not trying to kill him, I'm trying to tease him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he just he chokes really hard. He chokes really hard. He coughs really hard.
These goblins are getting so fucked with.
He chokes a little bit. It really hurts his throat. It deals one damage.
Fucking butter knife.
You stupid little bitch.
This guy's getting tortured.
Tortured. Goblins, who are you guys? What do you want?
We're torturing it.
He gets up. And it's actually his turn now.
Oh god.
What could he possibly do?
He wipes the water off for me. He pulls his sword out and he aims for you. little waterboarding cunt. roll me a d20 and he goes to swing his sword.
Bubus, look out!
16.
Ah, he fucking misses. He runs up to you. He's still disoriented.
Water in his eyes.
Water in his eyes and just swings and flails and just misses. Mimus.
Silly little goblin.
Okay.
Mimus, finish him!
Kill this bitch, Mimus!
Torture him. Make him suffer.
I push him to the ground and I stand on him and then I do a jig. I jig him to death. I hop up and down on one foot to the other.
Yes, Mimus!
Clapping my hands. Standing on his feet, his face and his penis. face penis until he dies.
Roll me a d20 and check it against your acrobatics, which is down here.
It's a 5, and my acrobatics is... Where is it?
First one, second down in skills.
So it's an 8.
Holy shit, this poor goblin.
You just can't kill him. Surely, he's so weak.
Alright, it lands. Yes. But roll me a d4, which is this little fella.
This poor goblin.
Four?
It's a four.
It kills him. It kills him.
So you jig him to death.
You jig him to death.
Face penis, face penis, face penis.
Face penis.
Face penis, face penis. Yes. Oh, how delightful. I do love a good quiz.
Good
could you remind everyone what your end goal on your character sheet is, by the way?
My main end goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. I didn't write that down.
No, it's over here.
I am just living for the thrill. My personal goal is to drive off the dragon.
So this guy who just jigged a goblin to death by going face penis, his end goal is gonna kill a dragon.
Hey, I'm working up to it.
Okay, yeah, the goblin's
dead. My one
dead.
Is to kill
the goblins.
Goblins
are dead. The goblins
yes!
are dead. You guys earn another 75 XP.
I go
another
back.
Victory.
I go back. Well done, chaps. I go back and pick up my warhammer, but this time I just run through the river.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, chaps.
You do all that. You guys are in this little open area where the goblins had a little outpost. You guys want to do anything around here? Or?
I want to loot the goblins.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Perfect.
Do they have any gold?
I want to strip them of everything. The one that I killed personally, I want to take everything he has on his body, clothes included.
All right, well, yeah, you can take his clothes, but these goblins aren't really...
It's just rags.
It's just rags. They just got rags. One silver piece. One of them has a
rich wizard.
Short bow.
Wizard.
Do you know any spells to heal wounds?
Rusty short sword.
Okay, I'll take the rusty sword. I'll put this right here, man.
So
I'll take the rusty sword and the short bow.
Yeah.
I don't think I do have healing spells.
And then goblin rags.
Let's say goblin rags are like cloth.
Yeah.
Use them for a handkerchief.
Perfect. Yeah, you guys you guys are in this open area. There's not really much to see. There's just a little bit of like a outpost tower, but there's nothing. It's mainly just a bit of a lookout for this cave. You guys are on the side of the cave that has the entrance to the cave now. Do you guys want to proceed?
We must enter the cave.
I have a dark vision. I can see in dim light with a 60-foot radius. As if it were a bright light.
Sweet. So as you guys inch up closer to this cave, you notice, just inside the cave mouth, a few uneven stone steps lead up to a small, dank chamber on the east side of the passage. The cave narrows to a steep fissure at the far end and is filled with the stench of animals. Savage snarls and the sounds of rattling chains greet your ears.
I'm salivating.
Three wolves are chained up just inside the opening. Each wolf's chain leads to an iron rod driven into the base of a stalagmite. So this cave is a little... It's very, very dark. It's you definitely can't see more than 2 meters ahead of you.
I've got dark vision as well.
We're both well equipped. We're the most equipped for the cave.
So I guess you two will take the lead.
Yeah.
Going to ride your coattails.
You can ride
me. Material. Don't leave a dwarf hanging. It's rude.
I'm sorry, Gorpus.
You won't. It's okay. It's okay, Tyrion.
So you guys enter the entrance of the cave mouth, and you notice that to the right, there is a bit of a cave opening with three chained up wolves, the passage keeps going forward. What would you guys like to do?
Probably I laugh at the wolves.
Check out these wolves. Why are they chained up?
I guess I could.
They snap back.
I could strike a torch and just throw it down so everyone else can see.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I mean, we can all see somewhat okay because we're right at the entrance. But if you want to waste everyone's time and a torch, then sure, Gorpus, do that.
I punch Mimas in the face.
I somersault out the way.
Roll d20, roll d20.
Squabbling 13. Like fools.
Uh-oh.
Four. Yeah, no, he tries to somersault, you punch him right in the leg as he somersaults you. And he deals you.
Okay, maybe I deserve
four
that.
Damage.
Holy fuck. Okay.
And then I go, have you learned your lesson? If you say you learn your lesson, I'll heal you.
I care not for lessons.
Anyway, so
I'm not gonna heal you.
Guys, I've still got an arrow in me.
I befriend the wolves.